going on, WV fans? This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. Boop, we're back after a slight delay to the season.
A little bit of a delay.
Why?
We're here. We can name a number of incidents and
Labor Day, travel, couldn't get the first game in. I'm moving.
The pub is moving.
The pub is gone, Boop. There is no finished basement, and I don't know if there's going to be a pub in the new house.
That's all right. We'll make a pub.
I'm a little depressed, and moving is ultra stressful. I didn't realize. I mean, you think moving is one thing, but once you get into it, it's so stressful, and I've never could imagine I accrued so many accrued.
Well, I think it's harder when you actually...
It's
so bought a house, and now you're selling your house and buying a new house.
Cleaning, packing, re-cleaning, packing more, trying to get stuff. My parents' house is full. My wife's
in-laws'
house is full. It's insane.
Well, when you come from an apartment, you had, like, very little.
And then to the house.
And now you have lots.
Accrued a lot.
And now you got a kid.
Dear God. So, that... helped with the delay.
Postpone.
Yeah. But the wife doesn't know that all the stuff from the pub, since there is no pub possibly at the next house, that it's going in our bedroom.
Oh, I thought it was the dining room.
No, I think it might be the bedroom. All the stuff on the walls, the bar.
What about
I think
the garage?
It might be the bedroom. No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Not enough room.
Outside?
There is an outside space for it, but I don't know. We might get a little outside bar. Who knows? But right now... No, we're just in a transition, and
we're here.
Dear God, it's so stressful.
But we're back.
We are back. Neil Brown, what do you think?
Good.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Time off is really...
No, I mean, we
exacerbated my vocabulary.
We had our podcast, which felt like forever ago. We knew it was going to take a little bit of time. Just like I'm going through a moving transition, the West Virginia team is going to be in a transition. We had some defections, players leaving.
A lot of defensive leaving.
Yes, so we figured this season was going to be a little bit of a struggle. James Madison, struggle, but
big
we
struggle.
Won. And you know what? College football is weird. It's weird this year, so we didn't get beat. I'm not really going to get into it because obviously we're past it. Missouri on the road. I was cleaning my living room, wiping down windows, vacuuming, while the game was very loud in the living room. I was so distracted, but it didn't look like we had much of a pulse. We got down early, and I mean, it was a whooping.
Needless to say, we didn't have any offense in the Missouri game. Everything came in garbage time. We can't run the ball.
No, nope.
.9 rush it. Like, we just can't run the ball in the first. Even James Madison, we couldn't run the ball. Like, we had no offense. It's Austin Kendall, and hope our defense keeps us in it. And we switched our defense from a 3-3-5 to a 4-2-5. And I don't think, personally, we have the personnel to do it. Like, we just don't – our guys aren't big enough up on the line yet until we get the recruits that he needs to make the switch, but.
That's one good thing about Neil Brown. I think he's going to have a revamped recruiting strategy. I think we're going to get those players, but it's going to take time. So, I guess we're going to go into the NC State game. Boop, you took the wife to her first collegiate football game and took her to Morgantown to watch – West Virginia play NC State. Tell us about your weekend.
I did not take her. Oh. She took me.
Nice.
Yeah, 10th anniversary present. My amazing, beautiful wife decided that she wanted to go see a WV game.
She had
and
some help.
Go visit the alum and talk to Johnny. And they planned out the NC State game. It was a good time for us to go. And we went down for a three-day weekend and toured the campus. Got to see that my old apartment was still standing, which is nice to see because a lot of stuff isn't anymore down there.
None of my living places. Two different ones, gone.
Quite a few years since I've been down there, and they put up a lot of different student housing and built some different buildings. And, I mean, all the bars have changed their names at this point. And but, yeah, we did that Friday, and then Saturday we went to the game. T tailgated with your brother.
Yep. You met Shiraz, the fine wine from West Virginia.
W. Shiraz, yes. Met him, went in the game, sat in section 129, row 5. So we're on like the 2-yard line on the south end of the stadium.
Did you see a living legend quarterback?
We did. The whole game kind of, I'm surprised it didn't stop the game. Will Greer walked out with his big old beard, and wife got an awesome shot of him because people were shocked at how good our seats were at that point. But yeah, he walked out in the first quarter, and he was, you know, living legend god down there.
I have no problem talking about another man's hair as mine is going, and he has phenomenal head hair, and he gives me beard envy as well.
That too. Yeah, it was surprising how big that beard was, knowing that, you know.
He's a beautiful human being.
You know, you put that thing in a chin strap and put a helmet on. I don't know how all that works, but.
he's got one of those bigger helmets to put everything in there.
Since Carolina played on a Thursday, he had ample time to come visit. But, yeah, it was an awesome experience. My wife loved it.
Nice. And I've been meaning to text her, and I just.
Well, the fans around us were all season ticket holders, and they were a blast. They were having a good time. I was on the Mountaineer side of Let's Go Mountaineers, which is suiting since that's what I do in the podcast. They just, you know, it was an awesome experience. Amazing. It's been so long since I've been to a game, I forget how much fun they are.
Goosebumps, man.
Oh, man. And it was an awesome game. We played well. I was like, you know, I was a little shaky. I thought NC State might crush us after the Missouri game, and I'm like, Neil Brown, I didn't know if he could. I know he's going to figure it out. It's whether or not we have the players to figure it out yet. And I was like, we came out, and we still couldn't run the ball. I was a little worried then, but we kept running jet sweeps.
When planning it, James Madison, I was like, all right, opening season game, cool. But I was like, we got to go NC State, because once you get into like maybe October, November, you don't know what the weather's going
to
be.
Well, that's it. I was like, almost.
I was like, you need to go to the NC State game. It's a solid team. It should be a good game. The crowd's going to be really hyping into it. And it worked out.
It was overcast till the end of the first quarter, which was awesome because I'm in the sun a lot. So it was awesome weather. And then the sun came out, and it was beautiful out. The stadium was beautiful. Like, everything was perfect. And the game was good, and everybody had a good time. And then we won, and they sing Country Roads in the stadium, and that gives you goosebumps.
I believe it.
That is an awesome experience that if you haven't, please go do. And I could say that about any college, but West Virginia is just special. It was a memorable experience, and now my wife wants to do it once a year.
That's
so
what I'm talking about. That
is just cool. So we're going to keep trying to go and pick a new game and, yeah.
I've only taken the Dove V wife to the tailgates. She's yet to experience an actual West Virginia home game.
Can you imagine how many people just tailgate and don't go to the game?
Yeah.
And it was a gold rush, so everybody was in gold. I mean, NC State was very limited in their section and how many red shirts were around. It was definitely all West Virginia, and it was a packed house.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It sounds like you did. Like I said, eventually I'll get around to texting your wife to see how she actually thought about it, but it's good to hear you guys had a good time. UniCheck, what'd you think?
Awesome. I mean, I like the matte yellow, the Dove V, like they have a little shine to them, and I don't think I ever noticed it on the TV until I was that close to the field to see what they were doing.
I noticed it was a difference. I think last year's jersey had like a black kind of quarter sleeve on.
It's full gold now. They don't have that. Yeah.
The little black for some reason bothered me a little bit last year, but I definitely did like the unis this year.
No, we wore the right stuff. Even full gold would have worked out, but we looked clean. We looked good.
So, you want to get into the game? I mean, once again, we were talking about our lack of a run game and the way to kind of open the team up. Let's go jet sweeps, and let's spread out that defense and see if their speed from sideline to sideline can compete with our speed. Another thing I forgot to mention is that I saw an article that Neil Brown opened up competition in practice leading up to the NC State game. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone that thought they were comfortable that wasn't producing, whoosh, opened it up. Anyone's going to play. And we had some young kids play, and you know what? You give a kid a chance, and let's see what he can do. It was awesome. I loved it.
I'm pretty sure Shiraz told me, he's like, there's 5 freshmen out there right now in this game. They weren't playing, and they're like, let's put them in there and see what they can do. Because guys like TJ Simmons that we thought would be our best receiver, he's out there, but he's not getting much run, much love. It's like, it's all Sam James. Like, they're feeding this kid the rock.
And I love that kid.
I'm not going to say I'm down on Austin Kendall. He was very inaccurate. He had really good stats when you look at it. I mean, you need to watch the game again, but like, there was something there, but there's some stuff missing. And obviously, it's game three, but I think they got more in him.
He was struggling, but one play that I absolutely loved, I think it was the backward pass to James. I think it was James. He caught it, and he was going to throw it.
It wasn't James.
It wasn't?
It was number 18.
Okay, you're blanking.
Failing on a name.
That's fine, but he decided not to throw, which was brilliant. That's cool. Tuck it and run. What's he do? He reverses the field. Who's out there?
Oh, yeah, he threw his body around.
Yes.
Kendall got out there.
And I was like, your quarterback's making blocks. I was like, that's awesome. And it was a great game, and it was a great play. But, once again, you're spreading the field, trying to go sideline to sideline, using your speed. I love it, because once you develop that speed, you're already hitting the line of scrimmage at full speed. You're not dancing through a hole. You're already top speed. You're just taking off at this point and see if anyone can catch you. I love it.
Right, and I mean, Kendall did have, there was a busted player too, and he used his legs. He has wheels. He can get out there, and he's mobile.
I think it was third quarter. He put his foot in the ground and juked some dude out.
Right. There was a couple awesome plays. There was in the second half where we needed to run the ball, and we still couldn't run the ball. Other than the jet sweeps, we can't get our running backs going. I cannot figure out why, and he threw that pick. That flat-footed pick that we talked about.
That drove me nuts. And what was he doing?
That was our chance to just run the clock and start taking control of the game. And we threw that and gave the ball in our half. Luckily, we made out on that one. But like, there was a couple little mistakes. But in all, I think he's pretty good. I was like, hope they can like work off what
okay.
It is. But
he's improving. I mean, he's learning a new offense.
He just came in from Oklahoma. Right. Yeah, I'm not going
to get acclimated with the players.
And then McCoy in the second half. Letty Brown coming back from injury. He got going in the second half. We actually ran the ball in the second half and got going and put the game away, which was awesome because I didn't think we could do it. I was like, I was worried. They were talking on ESPN, could we get one rushing yard? Is it possible? I'm like, that's horrific that we cannot run the ball at all.
I'm being a little picky, but Kennedy and McCoy had a decent game. He had two touchdowns. I felt like every touchdown run that he had, for some reason around like the 2-yard line, he almost, it seemed like he paused or stopped running and almost let up. I was like, dude, lower your shoulder or, like, accelerate. I think the second one that he had, he didn't have to, but I was like, get past the goal line, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't hesitate. Just get through there. Get a touchdown.
Yeah, 10 for 66 with two, he was there. I don't know if he was frustrated then because they hadn't been able to run the ball the last two games, so he couldn't get it going. And then once he did, it seemed like he was a happy camper. And then Letty Brown coming back, that was awesome because he can run the ball. Bush was suspended.
Yep.
And I'm not sure why, but that kind of hurt us. But we weren't able to run the ball the first two games. So you can do that. You can play. Our defense, the Stills brothers, they played really well.
Yes.
I mean, Tonkery, he's out there. I just haven't heard his name as much. We obviously got in trouble with targeting very early in the game.
Oh, my
goodness. So we lost a good DB first quarter. Almost lost the second one when he slid. He didn't slide. He slipped.
No,
So when he got hit and kneed him in the head, but he slipped.
Poked in the eye.
I'm surprised he didn't get kicked out.
I was so certain.
Bailey played well. Washington, Stewart, he, number 9.
Yes.
He is small. I don't, because I was at the game, and he's awesome. I love him. I didn't realize how small he was until I saw him on the field.
All heart boop.
Oh, my God. I was amazed that I'm like, you're like, you know, between a safety and a middle line and like almost a linebacker, but he's a big dude, but he's a small guy like in height. But he was all over the place. He played really well too. And then the pump block. We got a pump
that
block.
Was another thing. Your team is struggling and you're playing a solid team like NC State was going in 2-0. You need special teams play. And I thought that dude could have just taken the ball off the dude's foot.
Right. And I felt like I told this to my wife. I was like, am I the only one seeing this? Like, no one, like, they turned their head in the stadium and no one thought we were going to block this. This dude went through unblocked. And I'm like, he's going to block it. But no one was watching. And I don't think I'm the only one yelling.
Oh, it's a punt.
Yeah, like, this is awesome. Like, I just saw a block punt live. This is awesome.
Right.
And that was pretty much the game changer because we had a couple where we stalemated with the targeting. We were going to hold them to 3-and-out, and then we got, you know, roughing the passer and stupid penalties. But we're learning. There's some veterans on there, but our defense played really well. You said special teams came through. Our offense is going to figure it out and learn how to run that motion offense that he has going on. And we were able to move the ball. And NC State's a good team. I thought Tony Gibson was going to put it on us. since he was our D coordinator. Yeah, that felt good. It was a good after the Missouri loss at home.
NC State really good? I just feel like they're always like NC State's going to be really good this year, and then it's like, well, that was a solid eight win team.
They always say,
you know what I mean. So like, yes, they are solid, and it was a good win because it looked like we were struggling, so we had to beat NC State.
We put up the points, and that was the other thing. I made a game where we actually it wasn't like 7-3.
Yeah,
it went back and forth, lots of scoring. It was exciting. I can't complain. It was an awesome experience, and I hope everybody can actually do it someday. Go to West Virginia.
Go Dub-V.
Yeah, even walking to campus was like just awesome. Walking through the mountain layer, I was like, I haven't done that in a while.
I don't think I've done that.
It's like, she said, can we walk through here? I'm like, coming in the back door. I'm like, yeah, it's the mountain layer. We walk anywhere we want in this place. It's awesome.
So West Virginia comes back, 44-27 win over NC State. Normally when a new head coach comes in, there has to be a buy-in from the team. You know, you're still had the holdover kids from Dana, and now Neil Brown comes in. There needs to be a special buy-in. After James Madison getting your butts whooped by Missouri, it's kind of questioned at this point. You know what I mean? Can this be the game that, okay, I believe like we're going in the right direction at this point? Because after Missouri, I didn't think that we were going to stomp. I'd say stomp NC State. Do you think this might be that buy-in game that could
catapult?
I would say that, but then, we have Kansas, bye, and then Texas, I believe, Oklahoma's coming up. I would say that, but that's going to be a tough stretch. Three-game stretch, I believe.
We have a horrific stretch of games coming up. I mean, yes, we are at Kansas, and that's a winnable game. Like you said, Les Miles just went up to BC, though, and knocked off the Eagles. So.
And they got beat by, what, Coastal Carolina 12-7 or some nonsense, and then went up to BC and stomped BC, who was supposed to be a much-improved team in the ACC. Now Kansas might actually worry me a little bit. Like, can we beat them? Absolutely. We go into a bye week, and then we prep for Texas, and then that three-game stretch that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's in Kansas, and, I mean, Les Miles is a running coach. They like to run the ball, and that's what Kansas used to do anyways, right? So they're already technically built for what he wants to do.
I don't know what they do with Les anymore.
What he did at LSU. That's what they do, is run the ball.
He never modernizes offense, so I would assume that that's probably what Kansas is doing, but...
So, yeah, we at Kansas, then we have a bye, then we have Texas, then we have Iowa State, who I kind of feel like there's... Texas at home. Iowa State's at home.
And then on the road.
On the road at Oklahoma. On the road at Baylor. At home against Texas Tech. On the road at Kansas State. Home against Oklahoma State. And then on the road at TCU to finish up.
Yikes, man.
I just feel like our schedule's like, you know... For an interim, like, coming in as a new coach, like, it's a tough schedule. And Oklahoma's usually, like, the last game in the season, and I feel like our tougher games are towards the end, and they're kind of in the middle stretch. We're going to see what kind of team we're made of here.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And my Saturdays have been so clustered with what's been going on anyway, so I'm sure I'm going to be ultra-distracted while trying to catch up on all of these games. It's going to be stressful.
I can't wait, because the wife now wants to watch. She's like, I'm going to start watching the games. Yeah. I'm like, well, watching them. Like, we got kids and I got a dog and, you know, we got some stuff going on but she wants to get more into it.
Well, my wife just might have to get used to watching the games in the bedroom because that's where all the bar stuff's going to be. She doesn't know that yet. It's going to be a surprise.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, right? So we don't have to worry about her knowing until she hears you open the first beer. With the bar sitting there, she's like, why are you moving that upstairs already?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be awesome.
But I guess, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, we can run through. Do you want to run through the schedule at all?
I think we just did. And I can't even tell you how many wins we're going to have.
I'd hope we're bowl eligible.
With that three-game stretch alone of Texas, Iowa State, Oklahoma, I hope
one.
We go 1-2.
I want one. I mean, I'd hope for one. Even with Kansas there, like at this point, like we're just shooting. You got to be .500 to be bowl eligible this year. get more of his recruits. He's a good coach. He did really good things at Troy.
He did those extra like 15 practices, which is seems kind of lame. But all like college football coaches want those extra 15 practices. Right. So I feel like they're worth something if everyone wants those practices. So.
Right. Well, if our offense can actually play, our defense isn't going to get killed. They're not bad. Our defense is actually really good. If our offense can run the ball, throw the ball, do all the things you're supposed to do on offense, play good special teams, be in these games, spread the and do what we can, and I think we'll actually hopefully win a couple games here. But yeah, we got a tough stretch here. Oklahoma at Oklahoma, right in the middle of the season.
Yikes!
It's a kicker, and obviously with Texas coming up. But
does Oklahoma have their third straight Heisman Trophy winner?
No, we have him. He transferred to us, right?
Jalen Hurts.
No, we have Austin Kendall. Oh. He's from Oklahoma.
That he is. Yeah. He might be a different caliber, but
he might have the next Heisman Trophy winner in Jalen Hurts. Who knows? Gosh. They just keep bringing him in.
They look so good. It's so frustrating.
But right.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
It was nice to be back.
It is good to be back. Like I said, sorry I've been so distracted. It's been hard to get everyone together. And like I said, you were out of town, Labor Day.
Yep.
But we'll try to get back into the swing of things, even though my next few weeks are just going to be chaos.
We'll get it in. I'm glad we got this one in. We just needed to get the ball rolling.
It was a good win. So let's regroup. Let's gather.
Absolutely.
I guess we'll go in with that 24-hour old boot. I know it's been a little more longer or a little longer than that. I need more hours in a day, apparently. I guess we'll be back after the Kansas game. Hopefully we'll get a big win, go into that bye week, and have that three-game stretch that I'm concerned about. So I guess until next week, Boop, let's go.
Mountaineers.